This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Front Range residents can breathe a little easier today following roughly a week of unsafe air. State air quality meteorologist Scott Landis says cooler fires and shifting winds are bringing relief.
I think this may be the last gasp of the bad air quality, at least for the time being. I think things will improve very nicely as we go into Friday and the start of the weekend.
Landis says air in Denver and Fort Collins remains moderately dangerous for people with asthma and other respiratory conditions. He says they should reduce the time spent outdoors. Vail Resorts has announced plans to reopen amid COVID-19. CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
In a letter, Vail Resorts CEO Rob Katz detailed several new safety precautions for the company's 34 North American resorts. Guests will have to wear face coverings, including in lift lines, riding gondolas, and on chairlifts. Seating will be more spaced out if riders are not in the same party. The company is encouraging, but not requiring, masks while actually skiing. There will be daily limits on lift tickets and a new mountain access reservation system to help maintain physical distance. Keystone is slated to kick off Vail Resort's winter season on November 6th. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Just over 6,400 Coloradans filed new claims for unemployment assistance last week, down slightly from the previous week. You're listening to CPR News.